This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stephen's Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Here we are playing the millions, Jay. Ready? This is a non-singing, well, maybe we should sing. This is a non-singing spotlight on what's going on in the world today. Here's some good news. Some mysterious radio signals have been uncovered by astronomers at NASA using AI. Here we are back to...
Chew tech, right, or not chew tech? That is the question.
That is the question. All right, so here we are. We're talking a lot about technology and how it can be used. This is a group of electromagnetic waves detected by using artificial intelligence. It's called deep learning. The signals were sourced to areas surrounding nearby stars. Nearby stars are defined as 30 to 90 light years away. You know how long it take us to get? It'd take like 1,000 years to get to these places. Anyway, the pulses were described as hiding in plain sight. You know, there are a lot of things. Remember, I hope you remember, the Steven Spielberg movie, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and that little, the way they were, Spielberg was fascinated with this stuff, as you saw with a couple of the movies from the 80s. Close Encounters was one of them. What's the name of the movie where the being comes in? Why do I have? I can see him flying over the moon in his bicycle. What's the name of that movie?
Oh, E.T.
E.T. Thank you. Duh.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyway, so that kind of stuff has developed into what's real, in a sense. Here's somebody who's working on the project. His name is Peter Ma, an undergrad at the University of Toronto, says that his team searched through unbelievable amounts of data from 820 nearby stars. Good God. The 1 terabyte of information could hold 1,000 copies of the Encyclopedia Britannica. Anybody remember the Encyclopedia?
Do you know what that is, right?
Okay. James, you know what the Encyclopedia... Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let's try this. James.
Yeah. What is it, Doug?
I'm up to no good here. James, do you know what the Encyclopedia Britannica is?
What do you think?
I don't want to think that I was concerned about.
Do you know
that.
What encyclopedias are, period?
Yeah, I know what those are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there we go. Yeah. The Encyclopedia Britannica, it's like one of the
standard
brands of it. Yes.
Yeah, it was the standard.
I feel like that kind of throws people off.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right, anyway. So this the data is collected by the Green Bank Telescope in West Virginia, which is bigger than the Statue of Liberty, and part of the Breakthrough Listen Project, which is aimed at identifying this communication that's coming from who knows where about who knows what. Right? Again, it's like a movie. Did you see that movie Contact with Jodie Foster? Remember that movie?
Yeah, is that the one where... No, I'm thinking of somebody else. What's that
She
one?
Goes up in a... She sort of time travels, in a manner of speaking, into another
place. Oh, and
place.
Doesn't the being, like, spoiler alert, doesn't the being pretend to be a family member or somebody so that they can talk to her and not freak her out, and they even say that, like, I'm not actually this person, this is...
Yeah, on a beach, if I remember correctly. Yeah, I think that's the scene. I think you're right. Anyway, so they used AI, but then they had to go back. This is kind of like the teacher tells you to check your homework. So they actually used, their brains. Manual reexamination confirmed the findings that shared some of the characteristics of these signals. This is really getting into the weeds
here. It could be extraterrestrial intelligence.
Yep, exactly. That's the the bottom line here. There have been people all over the country who have been working on this. There's a report this month in the journal Nature Astronomy that suggests that there is breakthrough stuff. There's a California astrophysicist named Stephen Croft who's up to his Mickey trying to... Now, we're taking in all this stuff. Are we sending out interstellar information? Apparently, the answer is yes. But sometimes they're concerned that it will get lost as it passes through the dust and the gas.
Translation. It ends up becoming like a threat.
Yeah. So the SETI folks are at it. Search for extraterrestrial intelligence using antennas to what they call eavesdrop on signals that aliens may be transmitting. This is kind of like Independence Day. You know, those really horrible-looking beings that
like those weird tentacles still.
Right. Ugh, gross. Yeah. Anyway, so modern research. Here we go. That was the movie In Contact with the Signals. You're right. The Cosmic Tool in New Mexico, which is where Jodie Foster heard the signals in the movie Contact. So there are, we're trying to track, or we're surveying anyway, I don't know if we're really tracking, 40 million stars. Who in the name of heaven is smart enough to have figured out how to do that? Or is this artificial intelligence again? This is Artificial Intelligence Day on the Good Day program. All right, now, we have people who share with us not only social media stuff, we were talking about some of the things that were there. We also have people calling us at 855-999-DOUG, which is fair game. Happy to have you if you really have something that's important on your mind, you want to share it. The other day I was talking about Michelle Obama and how I thought she might make an interesting candidate for president. And here was one reaction to that conversation from one listener.
Michael LaVon Robinson. Michael spelled commonly, LaVon, LaVaughn Robinson, was a guy who became a woman known as Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama is actually Michael LaVon Robinson, a football player for Oregon State University in 1978. Michael LaVon, LaVaughn Robinson is actually Michelle Obama. Now, I know you said you like Michelle for all the reasons and all of the things she does. She's actually a guy, Doug.
That makes me think of Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, where they're like, Einhorn's a man.
Okay. Should I believe that?
That is such a reach. That is such a reach.
Well, she obviously believes it,
mm-hmm.
right? Michelle Obama is a man.
A former football player.
Yep. Well, people used to talk about her always being in shape. She was in better shape than her husband. Who knows? Stranger things have happened. I'm giving no credence to it one way or another. I'm just passing along a listener's thoughts. That's it. Passing along. See what people think, how they react to that stuff. It's helpful to hear how the other side thinks. The growing Burmese python population, say that again, Doug. The growing Burmese python population is, we go to the Everglades National Park, actually, for this. But not necessarily just the Everglades. Hey, Doug. There it is. Not necessarily the Everglades National Park, the only site for Burmese pythons. Matter of fact, they're everywhere. They're everywhere.
Everybody gets a python.
Right. Research paper released by the U.S. Geological Survey. Burmese pythons in South Florida represent one of the most intractable management issues the world has ever known. Talk about invasive species. So what good are Burmese pythons? Why would we want to protect Burmese pythons? You know, everybody, all of the environmental people run around saying, well, we got to protect all the species. Why would you want to protect Burmese pythons?
I don't think
pythons?
They're trying to protect them right now.
No, they aren't. But that they did for
so
a while.
Much.
That's why they're out of control now.
Well, and then people who I think get them as little, like little pets, and then they get too big. The largest one ever recorded in Florida was carrying 122 eggs. Like, these things are massive. It was 19 feet long.
Yeah,
but also, isn't the Burmese pythons, weren't they doing different, if having people go out and hunt them and get them, and whoever got the most or killed the most won some kind of monetary prize. And now they're saying, like, it's likely impossible to eradicate them.
Well, something's got to happen, boy. These guys are going to be a real problem down there. Instead of the bugs taking over, the snakes are going to take over after humans mess things up. You know, I'm going to tell you a crude story.
Okay.
This I used to wear. My family had a place down in Palm Beach County starting in 1964. Excuse me, when my mother was sick. And so there's a little place, and then my father got another place. My father loved going down there and playing golf with the breakers and all that stuff. And so I all of us, well, actually my two sisters didn't spend much time there, but I spent a lot of time down there. And I had a job. I did mornings on WPBR back in 86, 87, before I went to Cincinnati. There was a problem with people flushing these things down the toilet. So I had a place in over in Palm Beach, a little place that I'd rented on the beach. And one morning before going to the radio station, I was doing my daily duty, and something happened that turned out to be embarrassing, shocking. It hurt. So use your imagination and think about what has happened. You probably heard these stories because it's happened, not frequently, but once. Yeah, I mean, it's happened to a number of people. Sit on the toilet, and up from the toilet comes something that was flushed down the toilet. And if you don't move fast enough, you're going to get a scar on your butt.
That is like one of my biggest fears.
Isn't that awful? That is something that a lot of people, well, a lot of people, but some people experience. So, happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that, when combined, really keep things moving. I drink it every day, and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors: natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Warren Eckstein with us again from the Pet Show. I have my latest round of hugs and kisses. I have never eaten hugs and kisses. Daisy likes them a lot. Charlotte liked them a lot. If I were to eat one of those, what would my experience, what would my sensation be, Warren?
You would stop shedding, number one. Your digestion would be a lot better, number two.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, it has. You see, what I did is I actually not only probiotics, I added prebiotics to hugs and kisses, which feed the probiotics and make them work better. So yeah, I think you would feel a whole lot better. I've tasted them.
Yeah. Is that why you have such a good head of hair?
That's, I should
have
known. There you go. I stopped scratching. I stopped eating.
That's right. So if you want, go to thepetshow.com or hugsandkisses.com to order your hugs and kisses for your dog, your cat. I was just looking at what they're doing here in my hometown. I'm going to have an adoption day on the farm.
Great idea.
Somebody sent me some information about what's... not that I didn't know, because I see these things all the time. But it's good to underscore it. And the more you do, you can't over... This is something you can't overdo.
So that,
I saw... Yes, Warren.
I was just going to say, it came up on the air this week. Is hey, Warren, how come every time I bathe my dog, he runs outside and rolls in the dirt?
Because that's what dogs are supposed to do.
Well, you know, you're kind of right. I put together a list of the just off the top of my head on the show, of why they do it. Number one is, let's face it, it could be itch. They just could have an itch, and they want to roll around to scratch it.
Roll around and scratch it, yep.
Also, right. Dogs roll around when they're excited or happy. But here's something a lot of people don't understand. They also roll around to cover up their scent so predators can't track them down.
Really?
And another reason is, ever you smell some of those shampoos? When was the last time you saw a dog use apple, pineapple shampoo? To get rid of the fragrance smell from the shampoo or soap the owners use. Also, on the opposite end, they roll around in the dirt because they leave their own scent there as well. And the question came up, should I stop my dog from rolling around in the dirt? The answer is absolutely not. That's why God created water. Wash them again. The dog's having a good
day. Wash them again. Wash them again. Better, better. I see Demi Moore has a pet chihuahua. Who apparently the dog's name is Pilaf, and he is in the Guinness Book of World Records as the shortest dog. How don't you have a chihuahua?
My dogs, both Molly and Willie, are what they call chai pins. They're Chihuahua min pincher mixes. They're blended as well. You know, it's interesting, though. You hear so many people talking about their dog, and it should be Guinness World. I just saw a commercial on TV here in California where some guy, I think it's the guy who played Robin on Batman, is toting that if you feed your dog his food, the dog can live a long life. And he says he has an Irish Wolfhound mix that's 27 and a half years old.
Wow.
The average lifespan of an Irish Wolfhound is like 8 years, okay? So I'm a little questioning about some of the
Adam
stuff
Ward
here.
And what was the other guy's name?
Oh, I
know who you're talking about. Yeah, I can see him.
He has a dog food out now. I forget what it's called. But anyway, he has all these old dogs around there. I think according to the Guinness Book of World Records, the oldest dog was like 23 or 24. But his Irish Wolfhound, after feeding this food that I just heard about now for the last 20 years, his dog is 27 and a half. Yeah. Be careful when you shop. Read the labels carefully and make sure the dog food is AFCO certified, AFFCO. AFCO is kind of like the Food and Drug Administration for pet food.
For dogs and cats. Here's the story of a lost dog who trekked 150 miles across the Alaskan Sea before he obviously was frozen. He was reunited with his family. It kind of goes to show you up in Nome, as the old song. Remember that song, North to Alaska?
Yeah, sure.
Right on the Russian border. And so this dog got lost and was out for a month in the frozen Bering Straits, and yet he survived to get back to his owner.
I say that's love. Love wins over everything. If you love something enough, you will find your way back home.
Yeah, really. Really and truly, what a great story. Also, don't forget to celebrate National Farm Animals Day this week as well. Because those are important, same as our pets. The farm animals are pets. For me, anyway.
I'm going to go hug a cow right now, Doug.
Go hug a cow. Thank you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A 40-year-old suspect is in custody after a shooting in southwestern Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, left four people dead and two others injured last night. Philadelphia Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw said at a news conference the suspect was armed with a semi-automatic rifle and a bulletproof vest. All of the victims in the rampage were males.
Thank God our officers were here on scene. They responded as quickly as they did. They showed, I can't even describe the level of bravery and courage that was shown, not in addition to the restraint that was also shown here.
Actor Robert De Niro says he's deeply distressed by the sudden death of his 19-year-old grandson. His daughter, Drena De Niro, said her son, Leandro, was found dead in a Lower Manhattan apartment yesterday morning. Police said his friend went to check in on him after not hearing from him for several days. Police are investigating the death as a possible overdose. Lance Pry, USA News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Join Jay Kirshner and I as we go through the information that's around today that matters. What's going on in the world? What are we going to talk about? What's on your mind? Here we go. Here's a 5-year-old. Well, actually, this is the story of the life and times of a youngster. The story starts when this youngster is 5 years old, 5-year-old girl. And her name is Juliette L'Amour. So she 5 years, when she's 5 years old, she emptied her piggy bank for an earthquake relief program. And I don't know how much there was in it. I don't know, like $48 or something. Now, she has her reward. She waited 13 years. Well, she wasn't waiting. She just happened to buy some lottery tickets.
Yeah, she turned 18, and what better way to celebrate than to
buy some lottery tickets.
Lottery ticket.
Right, exactly. And what does she have to show for her efforts? 48 million cool ones.
this is the first time she bought a ticket. And so now, at the age of 18, as Jay said, she has become a multi-millionaire. And you got to think about the karma there, right? All the good that's done. Somebody's watching down on you. She had no idea
what to do. She's asking her dad and her grandpa, like, how do I do this? What am I supposed to do?
Sharing the piggy bank stuff.
No, with
the money.
With playing the lottery. She's like, what am I supposed to do? And they're like, just go inside and get a quick pick. Like, don't put too much thought into it. Just grab a quick pick.
Right. That's what I do. Do you do a quick pick, or do you have a number that you use all the time?
I mainly do quick picks, but every now and then I will have numbers that I just feel are ones I should play.
Yeah.
Those feelings have not come to fruition.
Well, that's all right. Keep working at it. Don't give up. Don't give up. So fortunately for Juliette L'Amour, her father is a financial advisor, so probably the $48 million is not going to burn a hole in her pocket.
Yeah, at 18, just now. Wow.
Good for her. Should be the most popular. She'll get a lot of dates probably, right? In Sault Ste. Marie, everybody's going to want to meet and greet her under the circumstances. If you could go back in time, Jay, and speak to your younger self, speaking about that young lady, 5 years of age, 18, she gets the ticket. But what do you think that she thinks, and what would you think? What do you tell yourself as you're growing up? I think about this from time to time. I think back to when I was a youngster on the farm and what I did with the animals. And, you know, sometimes I got very sad when a calf would die.
Yeah.
And if I knew then what I know now, it would be different. And maybe that's the ticket here. If you go back in time and speak to yourself, do you speak to your younger self as your younger self, or do you speak to your younger self as an adult?
Well, and would it change anything? Because the path you're on could shift, and then things that what you were doing as a younger child or even a teen or anything sends you on the trajectory into the path you are today. Would that change if you gave yourself advice knowing now what you didn't know then?
Time traveling, right? It's a sense of turning back the clock. If you could turn back the clock, what would you do? One of the things that I would do here, and it's no secret, I've grown up in this town. I lived here all my life. I've been very involved in lots of things in the community over the years, from teaching to working in the library to doing a lot of volunteer stuff for local boards. And I like serving in governmental circumstances. One of the things when I was on a local radio station, I was talking about this on the TV program that I do here last night, going back, thinking about the marathon and how the marathon was covered here. We used to have a big local newspaper, and I was thinking about that and local radio as well, and how that has faltered at the hands of guys like me. Because, you know, we've got 400 and some odd stations, so normally, if it wasn't for me and or the syndicated radio business, would there be jobs? This is partially me looking back in time. If it wasn't for me and others doing what I do, would the people that had jobs in these newspapers or radio stations have jobs today? Or would there be, you know, I'm not trying to find guilt, but I just wonder about this sometimes, especially more, you know, radio is my business, so I think about it, but I think about newspapers what's going on, the fact that local newspapers have basically disappeared. We here locally have a blog, we have a thing called The Source that presents most of the local news, but there still is a lot of, in the last 17, 18 years, just whole boatloads of newspapers and local news sources have gone out of business.
Well, and local is still so important, too. Why can't they both exist in a sense of why can't there, in terms of radio, if there is a nationally syndicated radio show, have somebody on standby for local and then they get to jump in not on the national scale, but every local station would hear this, and they give the quick local news. Same with newspapers or national magazines. You see in different publications where there's a little pamphlet or something that's inserted. It can be easily removed, and it can be inserted into a magazine or something or a newspaper. And you have the local side of things because there are so many local news stories that are just as important.
Well, and the local television stations have really lost their way because all they do is repeat the same stuff as the nationals, sometimes with a local twist on it. But it's not there's not really local news unless there's a fire that burns a house down and kills 12 people or there's some big wreck or an auto chase or something. But the local fiber of what's going on in the community, you don't often know unless you really dig and go to the community's website, for example, and that sort of thing. So I'm thinking about, you tease me because I'm usually during some of the breaks reading a newspaper, like the real, I'm reading a newspaper.
That sound is what we hear.
That's the newspaper. Right. So where are they? The classic feel of holding the physical newspaper is something that is lacking. Now, the newspapers that I'm reading, I don't get the Globe and the Herald and the local newspaper. I look at it online. But I get various farm and trade papers that I use for my farm program, The American Family Farmer, and in some of the other things that are farmer-related. So that sort of keeps me connected with that community, with the agricultural community, but I have to really nose around it because I'm involved here locally. I get into a lot of the things that are going on, but it's not because of what I read. It's because of who I know and what we talk about when we're together as to, you know, what's going on and what's a good model for getting this done and that done. So anyway, I just thought it was I just think it's something that we ought to tried. It's maybe it's just gone. Like the local hardware store, the local drug store, Walmart has come in and wiped them all out. Is that progress? No, I don't think it was progress at all. And people say, well, look at all the jobs that Walmart provides. Well, are they as good as the jobs in the old drug store? Are they as good as the jobs in the old hardware store? Are they as good as the, you know what I'm saying? You get the drift of things. We're catching good things, though, and that's a good thing that we catch good things. In a manner of speaking, anyway, all of the things that are happening around the world that are good, the things that we can be thankful for, if you will, and that's one of the things that I think I like being able to start out each of our hours or each of the segments with things that are happening to people that are actually good. For example, there's the story floating around about a woman who can smell Parkinson's, who is helping scientists actually develop a test. This woman actually smells changes in a body, whether it's body odor, basically. That's what corresponds to things like the onset of Parkinson's. Dogs can do that, too, right?
I feel like we're hearing more of this, of whether or not people can smell ear infections or cavities.
What do they smell like? Is there a report? Listening to these people, cavities especially, certainly, I mean, you can smell B.O., there's nothing special about that. But she knew herself, apparently, to have a super sensitive, she had the nose, and she used it. She wouldn't be able to go into the cleaning section of a supermarket, I guess, right? And then I look at this and I think, this person, by the way, is a former doctor, right? Is that what happened, or she knew somebody that was a doctor? How to put the pieces of this together.
Yeah, she can, well, she can smell changes.
Joy Milne, I think, is M-I-L-N-E is her name, right?
It's almost like it's less about the distinct smell, but it's about the change of body odor that corresponds to an onset of Parkinson's disease that she can figure out. It's like the nose.
Did she describe it, though, what the smell is, so we can pass it along to people who may have sensitive noses that are listening to us right now? The husband was a former doctor. That we found out. We know that. And she thought There's apparently some kind of the Parkinson's will cause damage to a kind of skin oil, and so she went to smell the T-shirts of those who had been diagnosed with Parkinson's and those who hadn't, and she identified the shirts that belonged to the people who had Parkinson's, and she only missed once.
Except then 8 months later, that person ended up receiving Parkinson's diagnosis, so even though it was wrong at the time.
This is pretty amazing, isn't it? Huh? So can you develop this, or do you just have it? You have it. Exercise, change of diet makes a big difference in people who come up with this sort of thing. I know that, well, the dogs smell cancer, I think. Isn't that how that works?
I believe that, yeah. It's cancer. Can dogs smell if there is a stroke or a seizure coming on? Because I know a lot of times people who have epilepsy or some kind of seizure-related illness, they have service animals who can tell if there is a seizure going on. But I don't know if that's a smell or if that's a different body signal.
I don't know. I think that that has to do with epilepsy. I think you're right about that. I've heard that story. There are a lot of different connections to reality here. But this is really a potential. Very, but this person would hire herself out around the world, go smell people's shirts to see if they have Parkinson's. Yeah, and anything's possible, I guess. But she's working with the doctors and the scientists to come up with a way. But just have, what do they find out? What is that? An olfactory? Olfactory has to do with smelling, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so is that?
Yeah, it's some kind of sebum that's in the skin oils.
All right, so there we are with an interesting.
Not sebum. What is it? Sebum?
Sebum.
Sebum, right?
You're my doctor. I am Dr. Doug. I don't have a license. I sometimes practice medicine with Ken Kronhaus and Dr. Jack Stockwell. And you can hear those exciting adventures when you go to Good Day Health, the podcast that we have every week, gooddayhealthshow.com, and to catch up with me and my nose and them and their noses. Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
Hey, Tebow Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
That's either the theme to a big movie or to a big announcement for the new brand of car. In this case, it is a big theme to a big movie franchise. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, for Movie Moments on this 3rd of July. We'll talk about the Arizona Jones. Good, Doug. He's moved from Indiana to Arizona. It's Arizona Jones in the movie theater. Okay.
I want to talk about that second, because I got a chance to see Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. But the reason we play that theme, Doug, is this day in movie history, July 3rd, 1985, a movie called Back to the Future opens nationwide, released by Universal Pictures. I'll tell you the difference between that and movies released today. They were not sure where this movie would go. I mean, movies were not force-fed down the throat of the American or international public like they are now. So that's really, in some ways, Back to the Future became what they call a sleeper hit. It just had legs and legs and legs and legs and lasted all summer into the winter, became the top-grossing movie of that year. An amazing pairing by chance of Michael J. Fox and Christopher Lloyd, one of the great screen teams, I think, of all time. Spawned two sequels, great trilogy. Back to the Future, this day, July 3rd, 1985, Doug.
All right, so let's talk about Indiana Jones.
Okay.
And the destiny of...
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. I had a buddy text me on Friday who I've been doing another radio spot with a long time, and he's a big indie fan, and like a lot of people, didn't like the last installment, but surprisingly sent me a text that he loved this installment, thought it was a good script, thought Harrison Ford was terrific, so on and so forth. So I went to see it yesterday. The movie does have issues. Having said that,
why do you start with it has issues?
Well,
issues for somebody like you who looks at every frame, but for the average person who just goes to be entertained, they're not going to sit there. Wow, look at that frame! Look at that. That guy's got a pimple on his face. Nah.
No. I never analyze like that. I just think. Here's the thing. For people who want to make comparisons, is this even remotely as good as any of the first three in the franchise, which is Raiders, Temple of Doom, and Last Crusade? Here's my answer to that question. There's no comparison because Harrison Ford was one of the best looking screen actors in his prime in that period of his life. He's an 80-year-old man. The movie plays it very honest, Doug. It's directed by James Mangold, who did Logan and Ford Ferrari. It's not Spielberg, although Spielberg is one of the producers.
Why didn't Spielberg direct it, do you suppose?
I don't know the answer. Well, I would say that after Crystal Skull, they probably were like up in the air on the scripting, and he just probably felt, I'll leave well enough alone. So Mango comes in. He's a solid director. I think this movie works on a completely different level than the first three, and it's basically very reflective of the character, both the character of Indiana Jones and Harrison Ford as the actor, now 80 on screen. I think general audiences will like this movie. The last half hour, Doug, to me was fascinating. It takes the character into a place that I thought was really super interesting and actually appropriate. The last 5 minutes of this movie, I would use the word very, very, very reflective. A little bit sad, not in the way you think I'm going to say it, but it emphasizes the reality of Indy is now old. His adventures are basically over. It reflects on that. So general audiences who grew up on the original trilogy, I think will get a lot out of this from a different point of view, not the point of view of the nonstop action of the first three movies.
Very, very good. And I haven't seen it. I wanted to see it last night. I was going, but I didn't have...
Yeah.
My day fell apart, so I couldn't. But that's a very, very concise...
I mean, there's a scene in this movie, in the first act, Doug, where Ford's in his apartment, and there's a prologue before the movie starts. It's like the 15-minute flashback scene where they de-age Indy. I got to tell you, they could have removed that scene in its entirety and cut the running time a little, and just started off with Ford in present day Indy in his apartment, because it's a really good scene. And you see him; he gets up out of a chair. He's got no shirt on, and you know, to see an 80-year-old man who we know is Indy in his prime get up. No, he looks good, but it does show he's not a kid. He's far from a kid.
Right.
They don't hide that at all, where they did in Crystal Skull. It is what it is. Here's Indy. He's 80 years old. This is his story, and this is how it wraps.
All right.
It's interesting stuff. I recommend it if you're an indie fan.
Go see it. I'm going to maybe see it today if I get a chance. All right, Chucker, thank you. Chuck Curry here with us on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100. and have a great time getting there.